Blog Talk Radio.
People are always saying, you'll never make it. Don't listen to them. You feel weak and you have lost all your courage. Be brave. Be bold. Guess what? It all ends right now. Welcome. Just Rita, a show that empowers women all over the world to be the best version of themselves. No matter where you come from, that will not dictate who you will be in life. Join your host, Rita Owen, right now and learn that you can have it all because you know you are worthy of all those goodies in life and want to make your life shine. It's just in time. It's just for you. It's just that simple. It's Just Rita. Now here is your host of the Just Rita Radio Show, Rita Owen.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, no matter where you are in the world. I want to welcome you in to the Just Rita Real Talk Live Radio Show. We're here on Blog Talk Radio as well as on Facebook Live. So I like to do both at the same time. So, oh my gosh, welcome you guys. Elisa's there, Carolyn. I want to say hello, Monica. Oh my gosh, you guys, thank you so much for joining. If you want to call in, if you have a comment or if you have something to add to move forward the conversation, you could definitely call in at 347-989-8086. Oh my gosh, it has been a crazy week. And this weekend, we've got Father's Day. So don't forget your husbands and your fathers for sure. Make sure the kids don't forget either. I love it. Oh my gosh, you guys. So this is a crazy world we live in, right? So much is going on. So misinterpretation. So much crazy, abusive, rioting, COVID-19. You name it, we've got it, and people, everybody has something to say about it, right? You've got one side is saying one thing, the other side saying another thing, and then everybody is making everything political. And to be quite honest, it's really sad. It really is sad. And you guys know, I've been pretty political lately. I've been sharing a lot of stuff, and I wouldn't say necessarily political, other than there's a lot on my mind. There's a lot of things that I'm seeing. And there's a lot of things that are driving me crazy. And I really need for people to really put themselves in a space where they are able to say out loud what's bothering them. I honestly do not believe that there's all this prejudice going on. I really don't. I believe that there is police brutality. And I do believe that there are things where, you know, it's just not bad. It's not good. I mean, to say it's not good. However, there are so many people as a whole, as human beings, who are having a very difficult time watching the violence. And I will say that is absolutely true because I've had a lot of people who have said stuff to me and who have commented and agreed that this violence has gotten way out of hand, that there's way too much of this stuff going on. And then there's other people who are just like, well, it has to happen and this is how it's got to go. And, you know, then they start calling you a racist because you can't handle the violence, right? So the last few days I've been sharing some videos and the videos are about people being picked off. People. That's what I'm talking about. People being picked off. Do you understand? Not a particular gender or race or anything like that. People, human beings, living souls being picked off. Somebody walking down the street and the next thing you know, they're getting their ass beat because of the color of their skin. This is where this has led us to. And this is the part that really bothers me because as an empath, as a spiritual person, I feel the pain. I feel the anger. I feel the animosity. I also feel the pain of, you know, the beating and the people who aren't understanding what's going on. One minute they're walking down an aisle or down the street or in a department store, and the next thing they're getting the daylights beaten out of them. It's very confusing. We don't really understand what's happening. And to be quite honest, it's very nerve-wracking. I know that there's a lot of people this week, even though we're going through a retrograde, Mercury retrograde, we are exhausted because we are completely stressed out. We do not know what to think or how to be, or if we're going to look the wrong way, if we're going to do the wrong thing, or if we're not a part of the group that you should be a part of to keep make sure that you're staying safe. I saw a video today where people were being were attacking somebody else with a child in their arms, knocked into the ground along with the child, where the child banged their head on the cement. It's absolutely gut-wrenching, terrible. I mean, I'm ready to cry right now, just even thinking about it. And this is the stuff where somebody said to me last night on Facebook that I was racist, that I wasn't, I don't understand, you know, the black and the brown and what they've been through and all those things. And then the person asked me a question as to why do you share these videos? So I told them why I share the videos. I share the videos because we have to start realizing what we're doing to each other. We have to start understanding what it is that we're doing. We're fighting each other. There is government and political parties that are literally pitting us together on purpose. And we need to stop. We need to stop. We need to come together as one and be a collective as one so that we can fight the people who are trying to create a socialism, a new world order, because I'm telling you, that's exactly what's happening right now. And we have got to wake up. That's why I share. I also share because the violence is unreal. What the hell are we teaching our children? Our children are doing the same things that we as adults are doing. And as you are hearing me, I am saying we, us, our, there is nobody being picked off or nobody is being pointed out or segregated. Because you know what? This is a human being problem. It's not one color or one race. It's a human being problem. And these are the things that we need to realize. We need to start waking up and start understanding that the pain that people are going through, we're all feeling it. You know what? I may be at home. I may be at work. I may be behind a computer right now. But I promise you, I am not afraid to speak up. I am not afraid to put myself out there because I want people to understand that we are together as one. You know, God made us a bunch of colors on purpose because all colors are beautiful. We need to bring God back and say, look, this is what you created and this is who we need to be with. This is your creation. How dare we decide who is good and who is bad? How dare we decide who's good enough and who's not? How dare we make other people say that you have to apologize for how you were born? Yes, Monica, we are Americans United, and thank you very much for saying that, because that's the honest to God's truth. We are together as one. History, we have history. History is behind us, centuries, decades behind us. Our ancestors would want something better for us, just as we want something better for our children, and our parents wanted something better for us, and our grandparents and great parents, grandparents, and so on and so on. We always want something better for the next generation to come in. I don't think our ancestors want us to be still fighting and fighting like animals, fighting in a way where somebody's walking down the street and just knocks over a 92-year-old woman and the woman bangs her head on a fire hydrant. I don't think our ancestors want that. And I don't care where you come from or how you got here. But I can tell you, most people in the United States are born and raised in the United States, or they came from other countries willingly over their lifetime. And here we are. We're a melting pot. The United States is a melting pot of all different kinds of cultures. Why on earth do we want to go visit other countries and see their culture and see where they've been and learn all those things? Because it's interesting. Because we are as one. We want to connect. We want to have something in common with our fellow people that we live with, our neighbors. You know, I saw some things on Facebook today regarding Italy. And I can't remember the date right now. But Italy people, when people came from Italy, they were not allowed to work or participate in groups. I was just in Italy last year and I learned so much stuff. Last summer, I learned so much in Italy. It was an amazing place to be. I got to go to the Vatican. I got to experience so much in Italy. I also got to understand their struggles. I also got to understand a lot more about Catholicism, paganism, all different kinds of religions, which was absolutely phenomenal. Hey, Michael. So these are the things that we are all learning from each other. Yes, was slavery a horrible thing? I remember when I was a little girl, when Roots was on, it was horrifying. As a little girl watching Roots at nighttime, we watched the entire series. That was like the big thing then. And I remember tears coming down my face when I saw the slaves being traded, being sold, being beaten, having people open up their mouths so they can see their teeth like they were animals, making sure that they were good. Yes, that is heartbreaking. Absolutely. I was devastated then. I can't imagine living in that kind of life. I can't imagine it. I wouldn't want to imagine it. But that was in our history. We have learned. We have grown from that. And I feel like we need to start realizing we are not those people. People are fighting fights that are not your fight. The fight's already been fought. Our ancestors died to help us free slaves. Our ancestors as slaves died to make sure that you can have a better life. I know that. I know that deep down in my soul. And these are the things that I want to know. What's on your mind? So give me a call. Call at 347-989-8086. I'll write it in here again. These are the things that I want to know. Like, what are you guys thinking? The last couple of weeks, we've had people calling in and, you know, listening to what they had to say, which was absolutely amazing. Phenomenal. So I want to hear your opinion. I want to know what you're thinking about. We still have this stupid COVID thing going on. Now, I know that there's COVID and I know that people have died. I get it. But we also know that our governments have also inflated the numbers. And there is a lot of evidence, as well as the CDC has already said, yes, that's what's happened. And there was a lot of false positives. I've also watched last night a video, a documentary with a nurse who came from Florida to New York to participate and help with COVID. And she found out that they were putting people on ventilators, killing them literally so that the hospital can get money. They were also putting healthy people who had anxiety problems because they were so terrified with people who actually had COVID. So they were creating more COVID cases. So these are the things, you know, like I get called a lot of things, I'm telling you. And it's so funny because I came up with this. I just saw this inspiration on Facebook. It says, do not use your mouth to destroy other people because your bullets may ricochet and come back to you. And it's funny because I'm going to copy this. Let's see if I can do this. And I'm going to put it in there. Hold on one second. Copy the image. Hold on. There we go. Did it work? Oh, it's not working. Darn it. Sometimes things work and sometimes they don't. I don't know what's going on. Hold on. I don't know why that wouldn't work. It should work. Anyway, so things like that, like somebody saying to me, you know, calling me racist, and then I answered his question and he's like, I can't believe you're saying this to me because you should know me. And I'm like, ditto, my friend. It's not going to let me do it. So that's the thing. You know, like when people say stuff to you, they can't take it back. People can say all the things that they want to say, but they can't take it back. When they're in the heat of the moment or they're angry, they can't take it back. And I never once offended this person other than to say, I can't handle the violence anymore. And he said, well, it sounds like that's a stupid comment. It sounds like you're a Trump supporter. And regardless if what place I land on or if I land in the middle, that's the most ridiculous thing to say to a person because they cannot handle watching the violence. I mean, can you imagine? Even the thing with somebody even said, call me a Karen, and he doesn't even understand what Karen means. But because somebody said, are you wearing your mask? And I can't remember what the other person said about only when they absolutely have to, but for the most part, I don't wear it. And I said, same. And some stranger who I don't even know came across my response and called me a Karen and said, I'm ashamed of you yet again, Karen. And I was like, oh my God. I'm like, what? And he's like, how dare you not wear your mask? How dare you infect other people? How dare you do all these things? People are at an all-time high stress level. Like, I don't even know what's going on. We have so many wars against each other right now. It's not even funny. And he said to me, and I'm like, Karen, I'm like, what are you talking about? And of course, he gave me the definition of a middle-aged person, but a middle-aged white person. But Karen is somebody who is literally telling on somebody else or watching what somebody else is doing and all that kind of stuff. And I was laughing because I was like, silly boy, I'm not a Karen. You don't even know what that means, really. Because here I am. I'm not calling on anybody. I congratulate people who are breathing God's air. The air is for us to breathe, and we should be breathing it. If you are going to be in closed quarters or a whole bunch of people, or it's required to wear the mask, then wear the mask. But me as an asthmatic, I wear the mask when I absolutely have to over my lips. And I close my mouth and I breathe through my nose. So I'm getting fresh air all the time. Those are the things that I do. Now, my nose is not snotting. I'm not dripping. I don't have a cold. I'm not sick. There's nothing coming out of my nose, which means there's nothing happening over there. I am not spreading my germs. I'm not licking anything, touching anything, kissing people, swapping spit, not doing any of those things. None of those things. But people are just so angry right now and saying the most hateful, spiteful. And we've also found out that you can't spread COVID the way we were told in the beginning. Like people who are asymptomatic, that's really not a thing. Very, 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 very rare. Very rare. Elisa's saying no matter what is said when people are purging, the reaction is hurt leading the way. Right. Of course it is. Of course it is, Elise. Of course it is. I'm not saying it's not. What I'm saying is there's so many things going on right now. I want to know what's on your mind. I want to know what's happening. I don't need you to tell me that, you know, it's the craziness, the negativity. Hey, John, I need to hear from you guys. Like, what are you thinking? Like, what's going on? How are you being affected? How are you dealing with this stuff? How are you handling it? I know this entire week, I have been so tired. Like, by the end of the day, I can barely keep my eyes open. I wake up in the morning. I have my giant coffee. Within an hour or so, I'm taking a 5-hour, and I'm literally falling asleep at my desk at work. I can't even take it. And I cannot get wait to come home just so I can go to bed because I don't want to be in this energy. And I wake up in the morning, and I ping my eyes open. I'm like, oh, my God, do I have at least a few more minutes? And then when it's time to absolutely get out of bed, I'm like, I don't want to go. I don't want to get out of bed. I don't want to deal with all this stuff because it's so sad. It's so scary. And the level of violence that's happening because of rioting and not wearing your mask and COVID. And now they're starting to scare us or try to scare us again because now the numbers are creeping up. Now, it's, you know, this state has got this and this state has got that, when in fact they really don't. You guys, we got to understand that people are trying to keep an agenda. They're trying to keep us divided. And this is the biggest thing. We've got to come together. Here's another inspiration that I came across today. So if you guys want to call in, please, I'd love to hear you. 347-989-8086. You will get nothing but love from me, and because I really want to honor what you have to say and hear your perspective, because other people need to hear it as well, honestly. All right, here's another one. The eyes are useless when the mind is blind. The eyes are useless when the mind is blind. That is so profound, because here's the thing, right? If we're going back to, you know, like the racism and shit that's happening right now, if you're only seeing one thing, one color, one situation, it doesn't matter who's around you or what's going on or what the other person is doing. It's all it is you're seeing red, and you're going to be a bull, and you're going to do whatever you can to take it down. That is now what we need to be a part of. We have a caller. Thank you for calling the Just Rita Real Talk Show. Who is calling?
Hello, Rita. It's a, how are you?
Good, Elisa. How are you?
I'm good. I wanted to call in and just give a little bit of what I kind of picked up from my messages today.
Oh, perfect. What did you pick up today?
So we are in this retrograde and this eclipse, and this is called the cleanse. And what is happening is all the masks are coming off. And so people are being shown who's of light and who's not. And this is what's showing the truth right now. And people are also not understanding what truth is because trust has been broken. So right now people are being turned against one another, but really when I walk outside and I'm with all the people, all of us are really standing together. People are. There's just a handful of people that are being against all of us, against all of them. And that's really not what's happening right this minute. It's more of a police thing and a black matter circumstance right now. But there's good and there's also not so good in everybody, in every situation, and this is being made to be a specific situation. And yes, things have to change because the way things were, the old paradigms, the old ways of doing things, they don't work anymore. We are being pushed out of what's called the box. And now we're going into the spiritual accession of all of us to be one so we can stand in a place of love. But in order to get to love, people have to step into their truth of their heart. And this is what needs to be done for us to heal. So hugging, it's about coming together, but because the virus is so bad, because we're all being separated, we're all being separated. And that's,
well, that's
totally against
thing.
Humanity.
That's the biggest thing. And this is my version. Like, I get what you're saying, and I appreciate all that you've said, because, yes, there's a lot of that happening right now. And so we do have that other eclipse coming, which will be, on Sunday, Father's Day. So with that being said, what was my point? Oh, my gosh. Darn it. It was not good enough, I guess.
it's all good.
It's COVID. So here's the thing. That's where it started. They started with the COVID. Here we are.
Yeah.
It's a lot of politics. There's a lot of research going on. There's a new world order. But it's not the new world, like the new ascension, what you're talking about. The new world order is something totally different, that it wants to go global. That's why we have Bill Gates involved and other people's involved and all that other stuff. However, they started that with Fauci and all that stuff. They started this virus. This virus was man-made and delivered to everyone on purpose. And so we were separated. We were segregated. We were confined on house arrest to our homes. Even Illinois is not 100% open up because our governor is something else, which, by the way, our governor is getting paid for his COVID testing, as well as the bricks that he has supplied throughout everywhere for all the rioting. So this is definitely a political thing as well. And so when you are keeping people in their homes like caged animals and we can't do anything, nobody can work, nobody was getting the money that they said that they were going to be getting, people are at their wit's end at this point. And then
they're being pushed. They're being pushed.
Exactly. And so then we have police brutality. And then all hell breaks loose. However, there's also a part of this, too, that is being proven that all of that day, were actors trying to create. They have been trying to create a division of us as the human race in America so that they can create whatever they're doing. And they're also doing it with other countries. So this problem is literally global. But we, as humans, need to stay together. And this is my point, is that we need to come together. We cannot let these political people win. Because as you said, you have people, you have friends, you're hugging, you're standing together, you're outside. How many people do you know that are all of different color and race? I know I have them. Everybody does.
Total, I don't even see color and race because we're all human beings and that's
exactly.
we're all beautiful. So people need to wake up. It's 2020 and it's about waking them up. And how do you wake up to a space of togetherness and compassion
exactly.
and kindness? You know, it's interesting because if you think about the world shut down in 2 days, the whole world shut down in 2 days from negativity. Now, just think if we would turn that into positivity. In one instant, the whole world would shift to positivity and ripple across the entire globe, focusing on the problem and not the solution. The solution is so simple. It's one word. It's love.
Right. However,
one word.
If their mind is not seeing it, their eyes can't see it, their heart can't see it, because their mind is
not
so
right
cluttered
now.
With everything. And that's the thing, and that's why I do share the things that I share. I share the posts that I share. There was a woman yesterday of color, and she was at the Walgreens in line trying to get her stuff, and then a man in his 50s was harassing her, took a watermelon out of his trunk, was making monkey sounds, stuff like that. The poor young girl was in tears. These are the things that if your mind is so bogged down with such nonsense, you've got things that we've learned. Like, you get to choose. As you're an adult and as you're growing and you're leaving your house that you grew up in, you get to choose who you're going to be in this life. You get to choose what kind of human being are you going to be. If you're going to be a prejudiced human being, if you're going to be an upstanding, honest human being, if you're going to be a loving human being, like, who are you going to be? And that's the stuff that we need to start doing. I've watched videos where people are teaching their children to hate the other children that they're playing with or be abusive to the other children that they're playing with. That's absolutely, absolutely wrong and disgusting. These are the things,
okay.
Like, this is the stuff that we got to, like, understand of what's happening in this world right now. And because of, and it's not even, this fight is not even about police brutality anymore. It's something totally different. Completely different. It has nothing to do with police brutality. That was a straw that broke the camel's back, and now it's become a ginormous monster that it's almost like it's almost hard to get a hold of.
Well, I'm just going to tell you, like, you know, I'm in Florida, and down here, we all, it's strange, but, you know, I guess compared to the rest of the world, we're all standing together, and we all talk, and we all say, look, we're all together as one. I mean, even the people who are my clients and who are coming here, and we're all standing together to show people we've got to love more, be kind, say positive things. If we keep focusing on the violence and the hurt, we have got to be the change and turn it to love and compassion and kindness and show people this is how we are. We're how we are to be. This is how... we get along together. So it's about setting the example. And I really feel we have a choice. We can go into the darkness and join in the chaos and keep talking about all the problems, or we can turn around and we can stand up and stand together in the space of kindness and compassion and love. And it is so being done. We're doing it here. It's very peaceful. There's not, I mean, people are out there rioting and talking because people want to be treated with respect. And that goes on both sides, in all sides, in every human. Respect, it's a foundation. It's a fundamental. And that has been broken. And so once respect is starting to come to people's hearts, that is when we're going to start to see the change for the better, is respect.
Absolutely. And that's one of the biggest things that too, that they're talking about with, you know, they're trying to get people to talk about it. They want to talk about it. It's almost like people are tired of sweeping things underneath the rug because nothing ever gets figured out or fixed. And that's something where we need to start talking about it. And even though it looks bad and it looks terrible, there's other people who are not for that. And the more people that you see that are not for it and are against it are the ones who are also out there trying to stop it. So this, you know, there's no real solution to this conversation other than, you know, yes, respecting one another for sure, loving each other for each other's differences, absolutely. But it's got to start within you. It's got to start within us. What is it about us that are so angry, and we take that anger and all that stuff and we throw it onto somebody else, we project it on somebody else? Because there's a lot more going on than just the color of our skin, because we're all getting along just fine until this division started and all hell started breaking when it started with the COVID-19.
I don't really even see a division. I see there being a very big conflict between the police and those rights of respect, and it all has to do with Black Lives Matter. Okay, that is definitely true. I mean, that has been a problem. There have been many problems of our past, and this is what's being brought up, is all these problems of the past are not working now. And so from this day forward, there has to be change. There has to be liberation of all the things in the box that don't work anymore. The rules, the old school of things from the 1800s that have never been changed, because people have kept this belief system that is so shallow, and so it does not align with the truth of who we all are in today's world, and even in back in those days. It doesn't align with the truth. And people were so caught up in the power and all the things of the negative to have control. And this is what is not going to be for tomorrow. And this is what is shifting and changing. And that's, it's like, start today. Start standing together today, because you can't fix what's already happened. We can only start today and make it better.
Well, absolutely. I mean, that's obvious, kind of, for most people. But when you're, hey, Haley, but when you are talking about people who are stuck in their past, people who are stuck with their ancestors, people who are stuck, you know, that way, here's another inspiration. Sometimes we are so afraid of change that we keep holding on to even though there is nothing left. Let go. Change brings new beginnings. So exactly what you're saying. But here's the thing. People only know what they know. And a lot of times people will stick to what they know because they don't know what it's like to walk in the dark. They don't know what it's like to take a step and the light turns on, and another step and another light turns on. And I'm not calling dark as a negative thing. Not at all. What I'm saying is, and this is even for my own personal life, when I had to start learning how to be me, Rita Owen, I had to learn how to walk in the dark. And every little step that I took, the lights came on. And they kept coming on and kept coming on and kept coming on. And this is the thing. I had to let go of my old and let go of my stories, let go of my things, so that I could be the person who I love being today.
Right.
But that takes a lot of work on someone's end. Because if there are people out there or a group of people out there who are not willing to be responsible for their own stuff, how can you make the change? Because people can't just turn to be positive.
No, but it's all about choices. It's all about positive and negative choices. People want to stay in the negative space. Negativity follows. People turn to positive spaces. Positivity follows. It's like if all the police departments, and I'm using them as an example, were to come out into the public eye and help with feeding people and making sure people had clothes or making sure people were safe or making sure
it's
people
true.
Felt...
They do that. They even play with kids. They go into inner cities. I've seen police officers where they've gone and they have taken care of families and brought them food and brought them clothing and brought them stuff like that. Here's the thing. They're not all bad. You got a couple of bad apples who are really screwing things up. But there's a lot of them who do a lot of selfless things and help a lot of people.
And you know what's interesting, and that's a very good way of putting it, because it takes a few bad apples, and it doesn't matter in what group or what nationality or what race or what anything. It takes a small amount of people to ruin it for somebody else, but it doesn't mean that we box them into generality that everybody's bad or everybody's this or that. That's all opinions.
Right.
It's just,
but
it doesn't make sense. And people are so shallow today. Human beings, we all have emotions and feelings and caring and compassion. And we all want the same thing. Everybody, every human being comes here wanting the same thing, to be loved. That's it.
Sure. I agree. And I think a lot of people, I don't think it's necessarily people are like shallow. Because shallow is a word where, I mean, I don't want to call people shallow because I'm not
Would
shallow.
Would it be ignorance? Ignorance might be a better word to generalize and put people all into one, you know, sector and say, okay, all these people are bad because, no, it doesn't work like that. We're all individuals, and people are to see ourselves as individuals and be the best version we can be of ourselves. And the world
Absolutely.
Would be a great place. Awaken your gifts. Come together. We all come here with purpose to help one another, to do something good in this world. You know, there's always going to be, you know, people that don't always do the right things. But there's so many people that do the right things. And there's so many people that are good in this world. So many more people that are good than who are not. And to separate people based on color, religion, all that stuff, it's just so anti-human. It's just not normal of the spirit of the human. It's just not the ego. And that is totally being pushed out and pushed away. And people have got to come back to their heart and who they are and who they were born to be. And there will be so much more amazing in this world when everybody can just be who they were born to be without the judgment. And that's on every level. I mean, that's just what I know, what I see. And so it's about shifting that change. And how is it going to happen? Well, it's being tipped now. It's happening. It's just that we, as people who have the unconditional going on in our heart to stand there and hold space for everybody when they're ready, that we'll all be here together. And it's coming. It's going to happen.
Oh, I agree. Well, thank you so much for your words. I appreciate you adding to the conversation. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Have a great evening.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, my gosh, you guys. So here's the thing. This whole thing is like there's so many different areas and different things to go at. But also the thoughts that you have, that you hold in your mind, are reflected in the world that you see as well. That's another inspiration that I picked out for today. So the thoughts that you hold in your mind are reflected in the world that you see. So choose the light, choose the peace, choose the love. And this is, you know, that's somewhat what Elisa was saying as well. But this is the thing too. It's like we've got to unclutter. We have to unlearn what we've been taught our entire lives. We have been taught by generation after generation after generation things that have been said over and over and over, and we take it on as it is our own truth. And it really isn't our truth. We get to decide who we get to participate with, how we get to live our life. We get to decide whether or not we're healthy or not, wear a mask or not. I mean, we have all these big things going on inside our world right now. And there's a lot of division. And this is something that we need to start coming together and start deciding, like, is this the world we want to live in? Or do we want to see something else? Do we want to shift it? Do we want to change it? And I really do appreciate all the thoughts. I appreciate everything that's been said today because it really is so important. Hey, Gloria. So these are, you know, like, what is it? What is on your mind right now? These are the things that are on my mind. And when I see the violence and I see all that stuff, this, you know, the rioting and the abuse and the violence is not happening in all the states. It is in select. Illinois is definitely one of them. Michigan is one of them. California is one of them. Washington. I mean, there's states that are really being plagued with this. I live in one of the states. So I see it. I feel it. I'm experiencing it. And it's really terrifying out there. It is so sad to see it. And me as an empath who can feel a lot of what's going on around the world, it really does. It bogs me down. It really takes a lot out of me. And these are the things where if we can start talking and talking about a solution, talking about coming together, remembering that we have friends of all races and colors and all whatever. It doesn't matter. We are human beings. And this here is a human being problem, not a police problem, not a race problem. It is a human being problem because the police brutality was the straw that broke the camel's back. That was the excuse of all the shit that's going on right now. That was the excuse because this thing is bigger, much, much bigger than we realize. But my biggest thing is my hope and my wish is that people come together and start realizing this is not how I want to live. Do you know how exhausting it must be for the people who are still out there rioting, for the people out in Chaz and Chuck? And they're starting to do another one in Portland, which I saw that they're trying to take that down as well, have their own little country, their own little space without any supplies or money or food or any of those things. It's exhausting. They have to be tired and being on edge all the time. It's just something else, something else. All right, you guys. So thank you so much for participating with that whole conversation. Because as always, we're going to do the angel reading, which is coming up next. But if you have something to add, you know, please add it, because I'm watching here in the comments of what's happening and what's going on here. So this is a reading for all of us, you guys. So however many cards fall out, that's what's going to fall out, and this is what's going to be for us. Oh my. Okay. Oh, that one wants to be read right away. Nature. So it's really good to get into nature right now. It's good to be into nature because here's the thing, too. I don't even want to talk about it, but people are even abusing the animals, which is terrible to prove a point. So there's so much going on in our world. It's crazy. But get into nature. Get in onto the earth. Stick your bare feet on the grass. Go sit next to a tree. Go look at the bug. Oh, my God. You know what happened today? So I was at work. I work for a law firm, and my office is amazing, and I've got all these windows. I'm the receptionist, so I have the whole front area. That's my office. So I had to go give a paper to one of the lawyers, and as I'm walking past the sliding glass door, I see a baby robin and the mama showing the robin to me, and that little robin stayed with me for a long time. I even opened up the window, and we were just having the cute little conversation. And the mom is like, see, this is my baby. It was so amazing. And robins are new beginnings. And that baby robin was telling me today, Rita, there's going to be new stuff happening. There is a new world that's coming to us. Not the new world order, but there's going to be love. There's going to be new stuff. And when I was thinking about that, when I went on my lunch break, I was thinking about that baby robin, like how cool for that baby robin just to be looking up at me for almost a half an hour as I was talking to the baby robin. And then after a while, it said, okay, I'm going to go. And it hopped off to go get fed by its mom. That to me was such a spiritual, loving moment, letting me know that everything's going to be okay. But still, we got work to do in order for things to be shifting and changing, that's for sure. But that, my gosh, was amazing. Friendships are going to fall off. Pay attention, you guys. Not everybody's going to be your friend, and not everybody's going to be able to handle your views on things. So don't get angry. Don't get mad. Just allow it to move on. Do you understand? If they have negative things, nasty things to say to you, don't say them back. Don't try to get mad and get even. Just let it go. Respect them. Say what needs to be said on yourself, from yourself, from a very respectful manner. But do not, I promise you, you'll regret it if you say negative stuff. I had to let go of somebody, which I'm very disappointed about, but it is what it is, because I don't deserve to be talked to the way I was talked to, and I just don't deserve it, and I'm not going to participate that way. So unfortunately, I had to stop a friendship, which is going to break my heart, but I don't know. It is what it is. Things happen, right? Out with the old, in with the new, but still love and respect them from afar. Just don't put yourself in the situation. Because when people ask you questions, they better be prepared for the answer. And some people are not, I'm telling you. Some people don't like your answers. And then they'll start spitting nasty words at you because you are in a different space than they are. So that's unfortunate. But stuff happens. But just always be mindful and respectful. It's okay for you to be seen. And I'm so glad this card came up, that it's safe for you to be seen. Because I'm telling you, sometimes I'm really nervous. A lot of times when I see these things that come up in front of me, I'm seeing these images, these videos, and it's like, oh my God, I'm afraid to go to the store. What if I do this? What if I'm caught here or whatever and I can't get somewhere? But I'm telling you, it's okay to be seen. So don't be afraid. Don't allow that to happen. Okay. Do you know what's also funny? Because I'm supposed to do from this deck as well. This is my fuck it deck. Truly, it is. See that deck? It's amazing. So let's see. Oh, here we go. Love has finally fucking arrived. So here's the thing. And it's kind of just like what Elisa said as well, right? She hates that I swear, but I don't care because that's my angels love it. So here's the thing. It is time that we start loving each other no matter what. And if people say things to you or they're angry at you or they're negative towards you or whatever the case may be, always come from a place of love, because I promise you, you do not want to eat the words. Oh, that was for you, Carolyn. That is awesome. You don't want to have to eat your words. You don't want to stoop to that level. You don't want to be on that side. You want to always be respectful and be loving no matter what is going on in your life. Focus on what it is that you want. Now is the perfect time. Yes, there's an eclipse on Sunday, Father's Day, but focus on the love you want to see in the world. Now, here's the thing too, right? We got to know what's going on in the world. We have to be informed. It doesn't mean we inundate ourselves, but I am being called to share these things. I am being called to be the voice of people who do not want to speak up. So this is my job. And so when I share these different things on my Facebook, it's because that's what I'm being called to do. My angels know they've got my back, and I'm that person to do it because I am trying, and I am not trying, I'm doing, opening people's minds, opening people's hearts so that they can start realizing what the hell are we doing and coming back together. And you know what they're just saying to me right now? Remember 9/11? It didn't matter who you were. It didn't matter what your job was. It didn't matter what official you were working as, a fireman, a policeman, a government person, in a hospital. Didn't matter. We all came together and held each other very close while we got through that time of need through 9/11. We got to do it again. We've got to do it again. We are in a 911 situation. There is a higher will that is at play right now. So we have got to focus on the love that we want to see. We got to start talking out loud for the changes that we want to see. We cannot be indecisive. We've got to make a decision and do it. We can't be on the fence. We can't be afraid to offend someone. If you come from a place of love and you're not being cruel or saying negative things, you're not being racist, then say what needs to be said. Do not be indecisive. You also have to accept yourself for who you are no matter what. Do not apologize. Do not apologize for who you are. Do not apologize for where you were born into. Do not apologize for the color of your skin. This goes for every shade of color. Every shade of color. You should never apologize for who you are, ever, on any planet. Get into the water, get cleansed. So start to, when you're drinking your water, ask for your water to be blessed. When you shower, ask for your water to be blessed. Purify yourself. Cleanse yourself. When you're in the pool or in the water, in the ocean, whatever, in your tub, cleanse the water. Ask for your water to be blessed. Ask for the water to take away any kind of anger, hatred, any unhappiness that you have that you are not ready for. Read the energy as well. If the energy is not good around you, look at yourself first and then decide where is the energy coming from. If it's not your circus, don't participate. Do not participate. And if you're reading that the energy is not good, that there's trouble or there could be violence, get away from it. Do you understand? Don't put yourself in harm's way for a cause. Do not do that. Your angels don't want you to do that. Laugh. Find something humorous. Find something to laugh about. It doesn't mean that you don't care about what's going on. It just means we are so bogged down with heaviness, we've got to uplift ourselves at the same time. Validate yourself. Do not look for validation from other people. Again, do not apologize for who you are. Do not apologize for what you believe. Do not apologize for where you stand. If you are not causing harm or ill will towards another, don't apologize. I promise you, it's not going to work out for you. You will show your cards and you will be taken out. Stand tall and strong. You've got to create balance in your life. So right now, a lot of us don't know where to go. We've got the stupid COVID thing. We have all the violence that's going on. We have no idea where we're going. Most of us, our wicks, there's nothing left. Our attitudes are running high. Our patience, very low. We're exhausted. We're tired. We're worried. We're afraid to make the wrong moves. I'm telling you, we've got to start creating some balance. So start laughing. Start doing fun things again. Don't be always so afraid. I know, Michael, you miss sports and Cubs. I know, the baseball. I know. Isn't that terrible? It's ridiculous. I know you want to get out to the gym, too. I should get out to the gym, but I don't know. I'm just not ready yet. We've got to be playful. We've got to have fun. We've got to enjoy ourselves no matter what. No matter what's going on in the world, we still have to be fun. We also have to be disciplined as well, which means you do not fall into the drama. If the drama's not yours, don't fall into it. Stay away from it. I promise you, it will not work out for you. Stay diligent to where you are. Be the good, happy soul that you are and spread that love, spread that joy. If you sense that something's going on or something doesn't feel right to you, get the hell out of there because it's not going to work out. Quit worrying about stuff too because we're so powerful. The more we worry, the more we draw that stuff to us. And here's the thing, I got to do the same thing because I feel people, I feel what they're going through. I feel the energy, I feel the fear, and I have to talk myself out of it all the time. Because I know there's something better coming. I know we have got to get through the worst of it so that we can start rebuilding and healing from that, so that we can create the most wonderful things. And oh my gosh, and here we go, healing from that, right? We've got to heal. So we've got to somehow get through it. Quit putting people on a pedestal because I promise you, they will disappoint you every single time. When we put people on a pedestal, we expect more out of them. And then we're so disappointed. But here we are. Each one of us are human beings. We are spiritual souls having a human experience. Some of us are having spiritual experiences, and some of us are just here for the ride to participate. We are all characters in all of our movies. We are playing parts right now in a movie. So you've got to remember that you cannot put somebody higher than you. Always make sure that you know that you're just as good as the next person. Do not put all your trust in something higher. Put all your trust in yourself. It's amazing. I love it when these cards come up because they direct me in what's going on when I'm being channeled. So trust who you are. Trust what's going on around you. Trust the conversations that are going in your head. When you have certain things popping up in front of your face, that's because you're supposed to look into it. You're supposed to see what's underneath all that crap. I have been privy to a lot of information, a lot of things that I'm like, holy cow, I didn't know all this stuff was happening right underneath my nose. I couldn't believe it. And we put people up on pedestals, and now they're coming crashing down. And now we're just like, now what do we do? But now we pick ourselves back up, and we keep moving forward. Keep the romance alive in your life. Don't be the type of person who's like, well, what's the point? What's the point of living? Oh, my gosh, hey, Barbara. What's the point of doing whatever it is that's going on? Be romantic with your partners. Be romantic with yourself. Be romantic with your life and your passions and your inspirations. Because the more you throw passion and romance to what it is that you truly love, the more you're changing the world little by little by little. Also, pay attention to your health, right? Yes, there is a COVID-19. But you have got to build up your immune system. You have to build up your health. You have to make sure that you are healthy so you can fight off whatever is going on. Do you understand? I have deal with severe asthma. My boyfriend deals with severe asthma. He's got some heart issues. He also has diabetes. We have not been sick. He lives in Wisconsin. I'm in Illinois. We've been going back and forth. We've been with each other. We've been in public. We don't wear our masks, only if we have to. We're good. We're healthy. We're fine. Now, that doesn't mean that that's how it is for everybody else, but you have got to take care of your health. Surrender all the anger. Surrender the things that you are feeling. Surrender the animosity. It's not yours to carry. Surrender somebody else's story. It's not your story. Our ancestors, what they went through, it's not our story anymore. It's now a part of our history. They sacrificed tremendously so we can be free and we can have the life that we have. So let's honor them and respecting them by loving each other and stopping the violence. Dare to rebirth. Dare to be new. Dare to say, we're done with this bullshit, and be the person that you've always known yourself to be. We weren't born to be violent. We weren't born to be hateful. We weren't born to be any of those things. We were literally born to love. Every baby born in this earth has always been loving and kind and generous until they were taught to be something different. Remember that. Your self-esteem, keep it up. Keep it going high. You'll create a whole new love with yourself. If you can start to accept yourself, if you can learn to accept yourself for who you are and love yourself inside and out, you will have an extraordinary life. You may not have a lot, but you're going to be happy. I have a 400-square-foot apartment. I love my space. I've never been happier in my entire life. So when my son was born, I was happy. But with that being said, love everything that you have. Don't be hiding yourself. Pay attention to what's going on in the summer. Summer is happening in a couple of days, you guys. So make sure you have fun and start paying attention. Be powerful. Be powerful in your life. Enjoy everything that is happening with who you are, what's going on in your life. Enjoy everything. You are of service. Be playful. I'm telling you, these are the things that they want you to know. You're going to be at crossroads right now. You're going to have to decide which way you're going. Go the direction you feel comfortable and you're feeling strongly pulled toward, because that's where you need to be. You are a sacred revelation. You are amazing. You are light and love no matter what. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter where you've been. You're there. So doubting yourself, because there's no reason to doubt. You're going to be feeling knowledge. You're going to be doing things that you've never known yourself to do. Be around the children, learning from the children when they're first born and they're very young, before they've learned something else. I love you. Thank you so much. Oh my God, I love this music. I love you guys. Thank you so much for participating. Thank you for being here with me. God bless you. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers and fathers of me. My son, yes, he's going to be a father. Well, he already is a father, but a new father on the 29th of June, so I'm really excited about that. Mwah! I love you guys. See you next week.